13 insurers have filed to sell policies in the state in 2020, and the rate increases this time around are under 1%. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler is delighted with the news and cites reasons for the low increase.
One is because the health insurance companies aren't losing money. They were clearly losing money before, and when they're losing money, you know they're going to ask for rate increases so they don't go broke. And I don't want them to go broke because I want them to be still offering services. I just don't want them to charge one dime more than they have to. But this time around, we had a pretty good indication that they were actually starting to turn a bit of a profit, and as a result of that, we anticipated that their rates would be significantly lower. In fact, it turned out to be that way.
The low increase is remarkable if you consider that over the five previous years, entry-level premiums rose on average 55%. Kreidler says he's not so sure the low rate increases will continue for the 2021 timeframe, however.
I would not want to make predictions on the future. There's a couple of reasons for that, not the least of which is the Trump administration, which has been trying to do away with the Affordable Care Act. When you take away the individual mandate, when you make other types of changes as they've done by rule writing through the Department of Health and Human Services and other federal agencies, they've clearly made it much more challenging for health insurers to hold down rates.
No single insurer will cover all 39 Washington counties. Instead, companies cover overlapping groups of counties with their combined rates making up the statewide average. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.